7 o'clock here in the Sierras, so we can start. So those of you just logging on, we're up here for a little vacation, long weekend vacation. And so in order to meditate with all of you, doing it from the place where we are. And there's a variety of birds around here. What you hear is, it sounds like an alarm. It's a bird that goes on a good part of the night. It's a lovely sound, I think, but I don't know how it comes through in the computer. And there's some other doves here and other kind of bird sounds that we have. So chances are that we're getting a little bit of the experience that meditators have had down through the centuries of forest sounds, wood sounds, when they practice in the woods. Yes, there's a beeping sound. It's a bird that's mostly doing a constant chirping on a regular basis. The first night here, we thought it was some kind of alarm going off in the house. Oh, and there, I don't know if you could hear the chicken nearby, rooster. So let us start. And one of the benefits of meditating in the natural world is to appreciate that that we are supported in meditation by nature. Now there are more and more different bird sounds. I don't know how much of it comes through. Some of it's faint. It's getting a symphony of birds, including the one that's keeping the beat. So the natural world is found within us and around us. And sometimes the word dharma is translated as nature. And the different meanings of the word nature. And sometimes even people will see people translated as natural law. And one of the things that we are discovering in Dharma practice is the way that the natural processes that exist within us, even around us, can support us. We can learn to be in harmony with them. And so practice is not just about our efforts. We certainly have to make some efforts, but some of that efforts is to place ourselves in nature, in the Dharma, so that the Dharma, the nature, can operate in a way that's harmonious, healthy, beneficial for us, and liberating. And so Dharma practice is partly getting out of the way so that which is unwholesome, that which gets in the way of the natural world or interferes with it in ways that are harmful for us and for the world around us, have come to an end. And what is beneficial and harmonious can operate. So taking a taking a meditation posture and allowing your eyes to close. And knowing for a few moments that this human body that we have is as much nature as the woods and the birds and the natural world around us. We come out of the natural world. We are intimately part of it. Our body is made up of 100% recycled materials that come from the world around us. And to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. The natural world is filled with rhythm. And so here we have the rhythm of breathing. The life-giving breath that we fill our lungs with. And that our body then expels the CO2 to allow for fresh oxygen to come in. Letting your breathing return to normal. And taking those moments to relax your body. Relaxing the belly, letting the belly soften, relax. The relaxing of the body is part of this process that allows the Dharma, the nature, to work within us in a harmonious way. Relaxing in the chest and the heart. Releasing the shoulders. And softening the face. Letting the eyes rest in the sockets. And then attuning yourself to the natural rhythm of your body breathing, something your body has known to do since the time you were born. Through breathing, we are participating in the process of nature. And perhaps as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts, your concerns, let go of your worries, and let go into a deep trust in the Dharma. In that natural process, those natural processes within that will support us. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps the sounds that you hear around, that are around me, the birds, the dogs, the rooster, the turkey vultures, the turkeys, and I don't know if you heard the crunching of the deer stepping around, that we share this world with so many other beings, and to sit and really feel that we're connected some deep way with other human beings that support our lives, and that we're here with other creatures, and to live with an open heart to it all. To live with a sense of care and mutuality that arises because of our gratitude. And to live in gratitude for how much it is that supports our lives. The trees around that, and plants that make the oxygen for which we depend on. The natural world that provides us with our food, even if it's grown by farmers. And to feel we're part of this, really a part of this world. An intimate, connected part to the process, the natural process of this world. And to open our hearts and our goodwill to and well-wishing for the well-being and the welfare of this world, of all human beings. And of the planet itself, of Gaia. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings everywhere be free. And may we find a refuge in the Dharma so that we can be a refuge for all beings. We could be someone who is safe, a refuge of safety for everyone. May all beings be safe. So thank you all for the meditation. I don't have a bell, so maybe the bird sounds can be our bell today.